Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Not having.
There will be mountains that I will have to climb, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. But victory.
Hallelujah. 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 How many know that you don't believe he brought you this far to lead you? Amen. So I just thank God this morning. Amen. That I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. I believe that he brought me to it. I believe he's going to take me through it. And we just have to give God some praise because we know God is going to take us through it. Whatever junction in your life that you have arrived at, we got to believe that God's going to take you through it. Amen. It don't matter where you are. God will work a miracle to bring you through it. Amen. And whatever he needs to do, he'll do it. Amen. And so I just come to praise God and thank God this morning. All of you who are online this morning on Facebook Live and on the line and on Blog Talk Radio, we thank y'all for joining us this morning. And we're going to have a word of prayer here right now. Amen. Father God, we are thankful this morning, Lord, that you brought us here, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that you've given us, that lead and guide us into all truth and righteousness. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit that enlightened us, Lord. It caused us to be able to see and to be able to take hold of those things you have freely given unto us. And we're asking today, Lord, for a revealing of those things, Lord. And I give you praise, Lord, for revelation knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank all of you out here. We're going to get to the word today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have a word for you today. And we thank God for the word. And lately we've been talking about the word comprehend. You can read that, Sister Page, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. And I've been dwelling on this word, and I've been dwelling on this word. Yes, yes, I've been just dwelling on this word because I realize there's a lot in this word about comprehension. And it's something that we all need to do, and we realize is why people are where they are in life today is because of the lack of comprehension. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. You can read that verse 17 and 18.
That Christ may
dwell. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. We're still dealing with this word. Comprehend. Go ahead.
That Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints, which is the breadth and the length and the depth and height.
Amen. It said we might be able to comprehend with all saints. What is the breadth, the length, the depth and the height that is in the word of God. Amen. We might be able, all of us might be able to get it. You know, when you think about comprehending, do you want to say, I got it, you know, or I get it, or I see it, you know, I comprehend it, I understand it. Yeah. And I can see here that what Paul in the book of Colossians, amen, he was talking about, he wanted the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened that we might know what is the hope. Not only that, but he wants us to know, to be able to comprehend what Jesus did when he died on the cross and what he gave us and what came to us because of his death. He died in our place so that we could live in his place. He was my substitution for my sins. And because he was the substitution for my sin, then I received his righteousness. And I need to be able to comprehend that I'm righteous because of what he did and not what I do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I realize I am who I am, not because of what I've done, but because of what Christ did for me.
Yes.
So I must be able to comprehend that and understand that, that somewhere here, I've been moved, I've been changed, and I've been made into something else. But I got to be able to understand it or comprehend it before I'm able to walk in it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. You see, you can't walk in something until you understand the thing that you're walking in. Amen.
Right.
We can't walk in the will and the power and the knowledge of God until we comprehend who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So we got to be able to understand that. And we have to realize when we look at the Word of God, the Word of God, in order to be able to understand it, we have to be able to see it. You know, when I say I see it, you know. In other words, when you see it, amen, then you understand it. In other words, when we realize, when we say that it's the Spirit that quickens, it's the Spirit that quickens. In other words, it's the Spirit that gives life to something, amen. You know how sometimes you can be thinking about something, all of a sudden your understanding opens, and you get quickened to that thing, amen. And then all of a sudden when you are quickened to it, then when you're quickened to something, you can take hold of it. And when you're able to take hold of it, you're able to walk in it, amen. And so God wants us to walk this thing out, but we first got to comprehend that we already have it so we can walk in it.
Amen. That's right.
You see, when I comprehend that I am, amen, you see, I've got to recognize that I am something, amen. I can't operate in something until I believe that I have something, amen.
Right.
Amen. And when I recognize that I have something, amen, and I take hold of the thing that I have, then I can use the thing that I have, but now, because now I recognize that I've got it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. And so what Paul is trying to do here, he's trying to get us to understand something. And this morning when I was in the bed, I woke up thinking about this and about the things, you know, we have to comprehend, amen. You see, because we've been on the edge for so long, it's because, not because Christ hasn't given us all things.
Right.
It's not because God hasn't done all things. Mm-hmm. It's not because when Jesus hung on the cross that day, he said it's finished. It means that everything necessary for, he said, you got it. It's finished. But until I can get to a place to comprehend what God said about me is finished, then I'll never be able to walk in it because I don't see it.
Right.
Now, it's about seeing something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like for you to turn to 2 Kings, I think, chapter 2, amen. We're going to see in verse 9 here. And we're going to show you how this thing works because it's about being able to see it. If I don't see it, I can't comprehend it. You know, when I realized something, too, while you're getting to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, I start realizing why it is that people have so much problem, that we have so many problems with Christ. It's because you know how you can be looking for something and don't know what you're looking for. Amen. Amen. No, the Bible said unto him that is able to do abundantly above all you are able to ask or think. So if I can't think it, then I can't ask anything that I can't think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need something or someone to go beyond my own comprehension to give me comprehension of what it is that I'm looking for. Amen. And so I found out in life, most of us in life, the reason we're seeing the way we're seeing and to do the things that we're doing is because we are looking for something, but we don't know what we're looking for. Hallelujah. Amen. You wonder why you drink, you're looking for something. You're trying to find something in your drinking, amen. Amen. You wonder why we smoke. We're trying to find something in that, amen. And all the things that you do in life, you're looking for something. You're trying to find something, and you don't really know what you're looking for. That's why you keep trying this, and you try that, and you go to the club, you try that. You're looking for something, but you don't know what you're looking for. And therefore, you never find it in this life, amen, in the world, amen. Because what you're looking for, it's not in the world. What you're looking for is the thing that is in God is what you're looking for.
Right. Amen.
Now, I got ahead of myself. Amen. Because it's going too fast. I was thinking about Colossians 3:3, amen. The Bible says your life is hid in Christ in God. Your life is hid in Christ in God. So out of all the things I'm looking for, amen, I realize my life is hid in Christ, in God. Now, Christ represents the anointing, and God represents the word. So God is saying to you, your life, you need to be seeking Christ, because when you find the Christ, then you find your life, amen. When you find Jesus, you find yourself, amen. And see, our problem is we're looking for life out of something else other than Jesus, and the only place you will ever find your life is in Jesus. So when you find the Christ, you can find yourself in the Word, because God has revealed you in His Word. Mm-hmm. Amen. Everybody should be able to go to the Word and find themselves. Hallelujah. You should know who you are by looking at the Word. If you say that you're somebody and you can't go to the Word and find yourself, then you need to go do another search, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need to do another search, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Now, in the book of St. John, Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have life, and they are which speak of me." So we're looking for light, but we're searching in the wrong places. You see, you got to find the Christ in your life to find yourself.
Amen.
And so Jesus wanted us to start making a search when he said, "Search the Scriptures," amen. We need to search God, search for God. We need to ask, we need to seek, we need to knock. What am I looking for? I'm looking for my life in Christ in the Word, because my life is hid in the Word, but I got to go to the Word to find myself in the Word.
Right. Amen.
I got a little ahead of myself. But if you look at Colossians chapter 3:3, but it says your life is hid in Christ. My life is hid. I got to find myself. I got to find myself. Amen. You see, the problem with us, we haven't found ourselves. Amen. And so God wants you to find yourself in the Word and stop looking in all these other places and start looking to the Word to find yourself. Because you are in the Word. Your life is hid in the Word. Somebody say, "I don't believe that." Amen. Rather than going there, Luke chapter 4, I'm ahead of myself. Luke chapter 4. Come on back. Let's go back. Luke chapter 4. Let me get on this journey here. Amen. Because I just woke up with this. I woke up with this because I realized that if I'm going to walk in the power, if I'm going to walk in demonstration of the Holy Spirit, amen, if I'm going to walk in the things of God, until I find myself and know who I am, how will I ever be able to do what it is God has me to do if I don't know who I am? Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 4 talks about Jesus. Let me see, verse 19. It talks about Jesus coming in. Now, here's the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. Amen. And being that he's the word of God, he's going to come and find himself in the Word of God. Can I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the Word of God. Mm-hmm. But even though he is the Word of God, he's got to find himself in the Word of God. Let's look at verse 17. Now, here's the Word coming. Jesus is the Word being revealed. Jesus is the manifested Word of God. He was born of the Word, amen. Amen. He was begotten by the Word, amen. Born of the Word. He was the Word in flesh, amen, manifested in the flesh. But even though he was the Word manifested in the flesh, he still could come and find himself in the Word. Verse 17, it talks about him. He came into the temple one day, and when he came in, he found them, verse 17, and said, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. When he opened up the book, he found the place where it was written by Isaiah. Amen. So what did he do? Here was the Word of God that came to the book and found himself in the Word of God. And he knew he was that person. And then he began to do what the Word said that he would do, because he finally realized he was that Word. Hallelujah. If you can realize that you are the Word of God, and God that made you, you are the body of Christ, and members in particular, you are made just like Jesus, and because you are like Jesus, then you can do what the Word said you can do, is because you can find yourself in the Word. That's how you get a revelation of who you are from the Word. So Jesus found it in the book there, amen. He found himself. You see, he wasn't out there looking everywhere else trying to find himself. He knew that he was in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he came from the Word, he still knew he was in the Word. And so what we have to look at for people of today, if you say you're something and if you can't find that something in the Word, you must have missed it. You must have missed your calling. Because you should be in the Word, amen. Amen. You should be revealed in the Word. You're supposed to be able to see who you are through the Word. And when we recognize who we are through the Word, then we can do that Word. Hallelujah. We can walk in that Word, amen.
Amen.
We can partake with that Word, amen. We can do what the Word said we can do, and we become who the Word said that we are. But it's all about seeing something. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has healed and to heal the broken in heart, to preach deliverance to the captive and recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it to the minister and sat down, and all the eyes of them were in the synagogue was fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this scripture is fulfilled in your ear.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He was letting them know, you're hearing now, you've heard it for so long. Hallelujah. You have heard them talk about me coming, amen. You have heard them talk about what I was going to do, amen. You have heard them talk about who I am. Amen. And all that I'm supposed to accomplish. But here I am now. This word has come to pass. It's been fulfilled. When you recognize by yourself, about that by yourself, that the word has been fulfilled in your life, then you start walking in that word that's been fulfilled in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about it, you say, I am the anointed of God. I'm God's anointed. But have you really comprehended that you are God's anointed?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Acts chapter 10 talks about and how God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease. Mm-hmm. But God was with him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, our problem is that we don't recognize that we've been anointed.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, when we got the Holy Ghost, we didn't recognize that that was God's anointing on us. We don't recognize that as Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost with power, we need to come to recognize that we have now been anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, and we are supposed to go about healing all manner of sickness and diseases. Because what? If you can recognize that now we have taken Jesus' place. We are now in his place now. We're doing what he did, amen. And we're supposed to be doing the greater work than what he did. Aren't you tired of just looking at people sick and never getting healed?
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of people dying right under your nose? Aren't you tired of people being in bondage? Amen. Do you see the way the world is right now? And all the things God is trying to say, you need to recognize who you are. You need to comprehend that you are now God's anointed. And now because you are God's anointed, that sickness and disease and demons and everything else is now subject to you because of the anointing.
Amen.
The devil has been made subject to you. And you are out looking for everything but the anointing. You're trying to find yourself in everything. You're trying to find yourself in the world because you want, that's why you like to identify with the world. You do worldly stuff because you identify with the world because you think you still belong to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you haven't comprehended yet that you've been bought with a price, amen.
Right.
Praise God. And if you don't come to recognize that Jesus Christ paid for you and you've been bought with a price, amen. And if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, if you have been buried with him in baptism unto death, amen, and you've been raised with him in the newness of life, amen, praise God, and you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, that means that the same thing that Jesus did, you have done the same thing, and you ought to be able to look at that word and identify yourself with that word to recognize, say, I'm God's anointed. Hallelujah. I'm God's anointed, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And greater is he that is in me than what? He that's in the world. Amen. Amen. The greater one lives on the inside of me, because if the same spirit was in Jesus is in me, amen, then that same power that was in Jesus is now in me, but I got to comprehend it that I got it.
Right. Amen.
See, our problem is that we haven't comprehended that we have it. That you are it. You can find it in the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so Jesus found himself in the word, and he said, now this has been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. See, when we talk about the word of God, we say it's the spirit that quickens. It's the spirit that gives life. Amen. And what it means that it's the spirit that would awake you to something that is in the word. And all of a sudden, your eyes will focus on that thing, and then you would understand that thing, and then that thing will be life to you, amen. It won't be a dead word anymore, but it will be a life-giving word, amen, that you will be able to take hold of and use that word because you recognize that you got it.
Yeah.
Until you recognize you got that $100, you won't spend it. Somebody said we got some credit, amen. But you're spending money that you don't have, amen. But you got to recognize you got it, because even with the credit card, you got to have one of those before you can have it. Come on, you still got to get it, amen. You got to recognize that you got it. If you don't recognize that you had it, you can't use it, amen. And so God said, I want you to use my power, but you got to comprehend that you already have it. And then the person that I'm talking about in the word, I am talking about you in the word. If you can just see it, you can have it. Amen. So God wants us to have it, amen. Amen. I think it. The Bible talk about Hebrews chapter 1. He said, it's God that has anointed us with the oil of gladness above all fellows. So I've been anointed. Come on, say, I've been anointed, amen. And the anointing didn't come just because I did it, but God gave me the anointing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anointed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because I am anointed, I do have power over demons.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's not that we have to convince God of that. You got to convince yourself of that.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
It's not that God needs any light. You need some light. The light of your understanding need to be enlightened. Your mind needs to be understanding about what you already have in Christ, because you've been looking at it in the Word, but you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hid in the Word all the time, but we didn't see it.
Amen.
Because your life is hid in the Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we go now, I want to go over that to 2 Kings chapter 2. I want to talk about this because you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
2 Kings 2, I guess 9 and 10. But if you know the story here, this is about Elijah and Elisha, Jah and Shah, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Elisha was a servant to Elijah, amen. And when Elijah was getting ready to go off the scene, he had to anoint somebody else to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. You see, here it is. Jesus was getting ready to go off the scene. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was getting ready to go off the scene, but he had to anoint somebody to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we understand today that we have been anointed to take Jesus' place in the earth?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. It's more to you than what you see. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's more to you than what you heard about. Amen. The works of God is greater. It's a greater work, amen, than just what you heard in your ear. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you have heard it in your ear, and yet you have not understood the great things that God has in store for them. This is why the scripture says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. The good things that God has in store for them is because they don't comprehend it. And even though it's hid in the Word. Now, Elijah comes there and he said, I won't get into all of it, but when he gets to the chapter 2 and 9, it said Elijah was following Elijah. And he knew he was going to be taken, so Elijah said to Elisha, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? What can I do for you? And Elijah said to Elijah, he said, give me a double portion of thy spirit. I need a double portion of what you got, amen. Praise God. Now, if you go to the scripture, you know what Jesus said? Greater works than these shall ye do, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I'm knowing you're going to do a greater work because of the anointing that I give you. You're going to do a greater work. Amen. Praise God. That's what Jesus said.
Yep.
Said you're going to do a greater work, amen, than what I have done. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he has anointed us to do the greater work. I want you to do more than what I did. I could only do it in one place. But with the anointing I'm going to put on y'all can be everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, I go. Amen. Amen. You can be on the north side, the east side. But right now, Jesus said, I can only be in one place at one time. But if I share myself with you, I break out some of myself, and I give it to you, now I can be in every place at the same time.
Amen.
And so when he asked Elijah, he said, I want a double portion of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Even though it might be a hard thing, but it's still possible. Hallelujah. I said all things are possible to them that do what?
Indeed.
All things are possible to them that believe. If you believe you can overcome it, you can overcome it. Amen. If you believe that you can do it. Amen. If you believe you can have it, you can have it. Amen. You see, it's up to what you believe whether or not you get it or not. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. If you believe you're an overcomer, there's nothing can stand in your way to stop you from accomplishing your goal. But you got to believe it first. And faith won't operate in your life unless you believe it first.
Amen.
Huh? You've got to be able to see the dream first. That's why the Bible said, write the dream, write the vision, and make it plain. So he that read it might run with it, amen. You see, you got to believe that it can be done first, amen. And if you can believe that it can be done first, amen, there's nothing will be impossible to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't impossible for you to raise the dead, amen. It's not impossible for you to heal cancer, amen. Aren't you tired of these cancers, demons, raising their head up, and God has given us the power to eliminate everything that's not like him in his kingdom? Mm-hmm. If cancer is not in the kingdom of God, amen, it don't belong in this kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If sickness don't belong in the heavenly kingdom, sickness don't belong in this kingdom. Hallelujah. We should be against those things and not recognize that God has given you the power to do it if you can see that you got it.
Amen.
Now, this is what Elijah said. He said, you've asked a hard thing. Now, verse 9, 2 and 9. I think that's what, 2 and 9, 2 and 10?
Yeah. Yeah.
Read it again. Read that.
9 says, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elijah, ask what I should do for thee,
yes,
before I be taken away from thee.
Uh-huh.
And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
Uh-huh.
And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing.
Uh-huh.
Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so.
Now notice what he said there. If you see me.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you see me, if you comprehend me, amen. If you understand what I'm doing, if you can see it, amen, you can have it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't see it, you can't have it, amen. And if you can't see that you've been anointed, you can't have that anointing. If you can't see that you got the power, you can't walk in the power, amen. If you can't see that you have it, how can you walk in it?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can't see the vision, how are you going to bring it to pass? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, say you got to see something, amen. Amen. You got to see something, amen. You got to comprehend something, amen. You got to comprehend this word, amen, to understand this word and realize together what God has done for us together. If the whole church can come together and realize that we are one body, that we are one faith, that we are one mind, we are one spirit, we are one baptism, that we are all one together, then we can walk in all the power that God given us because we would recognize ourselves as being the body of Christ and members in particular.
Yes.
One body. And we are all in that same body. But we got to comprehend.
Yes.
Because that's why we are so divided, because we have not yet recognized that there's only one kingdom, there's only one heaven, and we all try to go to a different one, and we're trying to go different ways.
Yes.
Well, we'll see when we get there. No, when you get there, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
The roll has already been called. You already been judged.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't accept Jesus, that's the only way you can get to heaven.
That's right.
There's no other name given. His name is above Jehovah's name. His name is above Yah's name. His name is above El Shaddai's name. Amen. This name is above. It wouldn't see. We don't comprehend. A lot of people don't comprehend every.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? They don't comprehend every.
That's right.
When they say every name, a lot of people don't comprehend that because they'll go back to the Old Testament and try to bring one of those names from the Old Testament to try to make it more powerful than that name and not recognize that the Bible said every.
Hallelujah.
That show us a lack of comprehension in you.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus is above every name.
There
There's no other name. No other name.
No other name
given among men whereby we must be saved. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confess.
Okay.
But you best not comprehend that, because you wouldn't be calling on Yah name and Jehovah name and Yeshua name. You would realize his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Lack of comprehension.
Amen.
You read it, but you didn't comprehend it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's you read it every day. His name is above. Yeah, his name is above every name. There's no other name given. Yeah, you read it every day, but you haven't comprehended that yet. You can't even comprehend every.
One word, every.
One word. Every.
Every.
Huh?
Every.
But yet Elijah said, if you see me, the only way you can have it, you got to see it.
Yeah.
Come on. The only way you can walk in this power, you got to see that you got it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The only way you can stay attached to God, you got to recognize that you are attached. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can walk in this life that he's given you, you got to recognize that the life is in you already.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
You're not trying to become something. You are something.
Amen.
But you haven't recognized that you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's our problem. We haven't recognized who we are in Christ Jesus, because I can find myself in the Word of God. If I can find myself, that means I am.
I am. Yes, Lord.
Are y'all with me today? Amen.
You with you, Pastor.
Amen. If I recognize I'm righteous, I won't be living a sinful life. But it must be that I haven't comprehended that I've been made righteous, and that's why I keep doing them sin for thee,
right,
because I haven't comprehended yet, you know, amen.
Amen.
I don't have it yet. I know I'm saved, but I haven't comprehended that I'm righteous also, amen.
Yeah.
And he that is righteous shall live righteous, amen. And those that are righteous will walk up righteous, and who ever heard of a righteous man doing wicked deeds?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Are y'all with me today? Amen. I'm talking about comprehending this thing. And you notice it was based on if you see me.
Mm-hmm. If you see
me. If you comprehend me. This, amen. And so Elijah, he recognized that his victory, Elijah's victory was in Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
His inheritance was in Elijah, amen. So even though Elijah did everything to try to get him to stop following him, but he recognized that that man had the word to eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you, Jesus is the man that has the word of eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And no matter what he says to you, don't turn back, don't turn around, amen, because he's the one that got your inheritance. And because Jesus has your inheritance, you need to keep following him regardless of whatever comes your way to try to stop you and discourage you.
Amen.
And yet he said, if you see me,
if you see me,
you can have it.
That's right.
Huh? If you see me. And so they went to the Jordan, they went to different places, and they crossed over the Jordan and went on the other side. Elijah had a mantle in his head. And that mantle, I guess they might have called it like a shawl or whatever they called it today, or a tallit, or I guess that's what they called it, a tallit or something, amen, that they wore. It was a mantle. It was like a blanket or something, you know, a tallit he had. He carried that. And that was a mantle. That was where the power was in the mantle, amen. Somebody called it a prayer shawl. The power can be in a prayer shawl. You might not recognize that in the tallit where we pray on, where a lot of people pray on it, that the power can be in the tallit, amen. But they went across, and then the horse and chariot came down, and they took Elijah away, amen. But after they was taking Elijah away, the mantle fell down on Elijah. Hallelujah. The mantle fell down to Elisha.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not recognized when Jesus, amen, he said, except I go away, the Holy Ghost won't come back to you, amen. But if I go away, the Holy Spirit will come into you, amen. and he will be power. He will be your power. Amen. Can you see? Do you not see that when the Holy Ghost fell on you, hallelujah, on the day of Pentecost, did you not perceive that that was the mantle of Jesus falling upon his people so that they now could take that same mantle and do the same thing with it that he did with it?
Amen.
But Elijah saw the mantle. And see, most of us, we haven't seen the mantle yet. And then he took the mantle, and he came to the waters, and he smote the water with the mantle, and he said, now, where is the God of Elijah? Hallelujah. And he walked across on dry land. Amen.
Yeah.
You see, we should be taking the mantle of the Holy Ghost and smiting it on something and call unto God and say, now, where is the God of Jesus? I have his mantle now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what Jesus said? Whatever you ask the Father for in my name now, I'll give it to you. And you got to realize you got the mantle now. And now because you have the mantle, amen, your God has become my God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And my Father has become your Father now, amen. You got the mantle, amen. You are not a servant anymore, but you are now a son. And because you are a son, the Father tells the Son what he's doing.
Amen.
But if you can't see that you got the mantle, then we walk without. We don't walk in the things of God. We walk in weakness rather than walking in strength. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Paul said that he came not in word only, but he came in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit was being demonstrated among them because he recognized that he had the power. Amen. He had the mantle. And because he had the mantle of Jesus, he didn't mind taking on the stripes of Jesus, and he didn't mind going through the suffering of Jesus, because not only did he want the power, but he also wants to bear the scars and the marks of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are identified by the marks and the scars in your life. But you got to see something, amen. I'm trying to ask you today, do you see it, amen? Do you see that you got it, amen? Do you see the Holy Ghost was the mantle, amen? Do you see that the Holy Ghost is the power, amen? Do you recognize the Holy Ghost is the anointing, amen? And if you can recognize that you've been anointed, then the devils are subject to you. But until we are enlightened with it or see it, we don't have it, because you got to be able to see it. That's what he said. If you don't see it, you can't have it unless you see it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of things that God has given us, until we see it, we can't have it until we see it.
That's right. Yes.
Are you with me? Are you with me? Amen.
We with you.
Huh?
Amen.
Can you see you got the anointing that you've been saved? Can you see that you got the mantle? Can't you see that you are the Christ in the earth, that we are the sons of God in the earth now? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That is why we call him Daddy, Father, because he's letting us know the relationship has changed now. Hallelujah. Can you see the relationship been changed? When we say our Father, he's our Daddy now. Your daddy used to be the devil, but now we got a new Daddy now.
Amen.
Can you see it, though? Can you see you got a new Daddy? Amen. Can you see that old things have passed away and all things have become new? Can I see that I'm somebody else because I've been born again, not only of the water but also of the Spirit, amen? I should be able to see and comprehend that I'm not the same person I used to be.
That's right. Amen.
So the reason I walk in my old ways, I must still be thinking that I'm the same person.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
See, when we talk about the word repent, means to change your mind. Have a change of thoughts. Have a change of ideas, amen. But whatever it is, you need to change, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, the way I used to see things, I shouldn't see those things no more that way. Amen.
Amen.
I should see my strength now, amen. When the enemy come against me, I should be able to see my power now. I recognize it's the anointing that destroys yokes, amen. It's the anointing that breaks bands, amen. It's the anointing that makes me who I am, amen. And so I now, when I stand against the devil, I can say I am who I am by the grace of God and because of the anointing that is over me. Come out, devil.
Yes, sir.
Then somebody might say, well, you kind of weak, brother. I say, yeah, I may be kind of weak. But I realize what? That the weakest thing in God is stronger than anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, amen. And when you face the devil, amen, the devil might try to talk to you and say, well, you're the weakest thing in God's house. That's all right. I might be the weakest thing, but whatever it is, I'm still stronger than you because I've been anointed.
Amen.
With the Holy Ghost and with power, just like Jesus did. And I go about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease because, what? I've been anointed for that job.
That's right.
That's what you were called to do, to walk like Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if I can't see I'm already like Jesus, I'd never be able to walk like him, amen.
Right.
If I can't see I already got it, amen, I'd never be able to do what he did, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So I need to be enlightened because I need to see something.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. When we start to comprehend that I am, then what is said about me will be manifested.
Right.
When I start recognize that I am, then what is said about I am will start to be manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We need a manifestation, amen. Everything that God said about I am in the Old Testament was manifested in the New Testament, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picked up what was said about him in the Old and began to do it in the New. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because he recognized, he said, I am, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I am was way back there at Moses' time. And then he comes about and say, before Abraham was, I am. So he was claiming himself to be the I am. And because he claimed himself to be the I am, he knew who he was because he found himself in the Word. And because he found himself in the Word, he knew that was him. What about the thing about Judas? Judas betrayed Jesus. He didn't know who he was, but they found him in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Old Testament about the one who was going to betray Jesus. You could find you found Judas in the Word. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
You can find Judas. They found Judas in the Old Testament. What he did in the New Testament, they went back to the Old Testament, found him in the Word, amen. And so what God is saying to you, we need to start doing a search for the Word and find yourself in the Word. Because who you are is hid in the Word. Are you with me today, amen?
Amen.
Come on, say, I'm somebody, amen.
I'm somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm somebody. Amen. I'm not a nobody anymore. Amen. I'm somebody. Amen. You know, amen. If you tell yourself that, amen, you won't be so self-conscious about yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. I am somebody. Amen. Because God made me somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. I am somebody. Amen. Because God made me somebody. Amen. Amen. So I got to become confident in myself because of what's on the inside of me. And not because of me, but because of who's in me. Amen. He made me somebody, amen. I didn't make myself this, but it was he, God, that made me this, amen.
Amen.
And so I don't need to be walking around in my frailty, being frail all the time, looking with your head down all the time, shame, can't look at people, allowing the devil to lie to you, the devil coming and attack you, lying to you, false evidence appearing real, having the anxiety attacks, you know, we still letting the devil, how can you let the devil do that to you if you recognize who I am? Come on, somebody. You don't have to walk in weakness anymore.
Amen.
All you got to do is recognize who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am fit me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no weapon formed against me going to prosper because what? I am is with me. Amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Tell the devil where to go. And tell him I am sent me to get rid of you. I am told me to tell you to be thy moved, be thy removed, and be thy cast into the sea. And he said, you're supposed to obey my voice because I am. You see, if you don't know who you are, then the devil don't know who you are. Can I say that again? If you don't know who you are, how are you going to stand up against the devil? You know what the devil said? Paul, I know. Peter, I know. Jesus, I know, but who are you? But if you don't recognize that you that I am, amen, you're going to flee because you don't know who you are, amen. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
The reason you're doing what you're doing is because you haven't recognized who you are, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You're going to live upright. When you recognize that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and because of the blood that was shed for me, and not because of what I do for myself, but because of what God did for me, then there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Amen. If you recognize who I am, and we still letting folks tell us who we are. Oh, you just a sinner saved by grace. No, I'm not. I'm a saint saved by grace. I used to be a sinner. I'm not a sinner no more.
Amen.
You see, that's that 12-step stuff. That 12-step always telling you that you still are. I'm an alcoholic. No, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm set apart. Why? Because the anointing that is in me. I saw it in the Word, amen. I saw what the Word say. If I've been born again, amen, I overcome it, the world, amen. Come on, I overcome, amen. And so whoever that is that's allowing the world to take precedent over them, they must not have recognized who they are. Because if I recognize I got the power to overcome something, why am I letting a little weak and beggarly thing overcome me? That's what they say about the devil. They say they're going to look at him and say, is this the man? Is this the little pipsqueak that called the world to be in the shape that he is? You're going to be surprised when you look at that rascal, amen, mm-hmm. to see that he was nothing but a spot. And turned the whole world upside down because everybody was scared of him because they didn't know who they were. They didn't know who they am, amen. Come on, say, I am, amen.
I am.
That I am by the grace of God, amen. But are you comprehending this, though? Huh? If you're comprehending this, amen, there won't be no enemy that's standing in your way anymore once you comprehend that I got it. I'm anointed, amen. No devil will be able to stand in your way when you recognize who you are, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you got to see it. That's what he said. You can't have it unless you see it. But when he saw the man fall down, he knew, I got it now, amen.
Yeah.
Can you see it, amen? That the Holy Ghost was the mantle that Jesus sent down when he was taken away from us and went up to the sky. He sent back the Holy Ghost to take his place. You take that mantle and go and do double the work that he did. If you can see it, say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So you got to see it. Hallelujah. Job 42, verse 5. I'm going to get ready to quit because I'm saying you got to see it. Job chapter 42, verse 5. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm saying we're going to get it. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to walk in this power. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to walk in this demonstration. Amen. And we're going to stop the devil from talking to us. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. We're going to stop the devil lies, amen. He's been trying to tell you who you used to be. You know, folks always tell you about who you used to be.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah.
Every time they come around, they talk about who you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, I remember when. I remember you used to. I remember you used to. I'm tired of hearing about what I used to. I'm talking about who I am.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
So don't tell me about my past. I'm talking about who I am, amen. Yeah, I used to be weak, but I'm not weak anymore. Hallelujah, I'm strong now, amen. Yes, I didn't have no power, but I got all power on my side now.
Yes.
But there's more that be with me than it is with them, so I can't be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you got to tell your problems that, amen. Huh?
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
42 and verse 5, Job 42, verse 5.
But I have heard of these by the hearing of the ear.
Notice what he said. Listen to this scripture, 42 and 5. Listen good to it, because I'm trying to say you got to see something. Read.
I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear.
Uh-huh.
But now my eye sees thee.
Oh, praise God, praise God. So what was Job saying here? Job been tried, he's been tested. He heard all the good things about God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God is a healer. God is a deliverer. And he's sick. And so he wants to say God is not a healer because he's sick right now. Not realizing that God's still going to deliver him. You see, when we understand God, we realize God tests us. Amen. Well, whether you're poor or whether you're rich, you're still going to be tested. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on to everybody.
To
see, sometimes all that live godly shall suffer persecution. Now, some of us don't comprehend at all. You know, we got a comprehension problem when we say, oh, I wonder why I'm going through this. Oh, the Lord should have did something. I wonder why I'm having a hard time. I wonder why this happened to me. I wonder why I hurt my toe. I wonder why I got laid off. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you comprehend all? Oh, y'all ain't with me today, amen. All that live godly shall suffer persecution. And why you think you're going to get around it? I'm trying to tell you something wrong with our comprehension. See, when we start facing a trial, the first thing you're supposed to be able to say, hey, I'm getting ready to get promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know this is the way God works, amen. God said my way up is down, amen. Hallelujah. And when I go down, I can come up, amen. Praise God, amen. You see, when you comprehend things right, amen. And every time I go through a test, rather than to be crying over it and talk about, oh, poor me and poor mine, rather than doing that, you ought to be counting it all joy. Hallelujah. You ought to be rejoicing because you realize God is getting ready to bless you, because all that suffer persecution. I realize it's me too. But if I do suffer, God will turn it around to work together for my good rather than for my bad.
Yes,
so when I start going through it, hallelujah, I'm getting ready to get something. Here, praise God. What is God getting ready to do for me now? Hallelujah, amen. Because God, he works in the reverse. I told somebody, God works in the reverse, amen. Praise God, amen. You used to think that because when things was going good, you was happy, amen. But now, amen, God works in the reverse. When you think things is going bad, that's when God's working, and you think that he ain't working, amen. But Job had heard about the hearing of the ear. See, you can be hearing the word and still not comprehend it.
That's right.
This is what Job said. I heard all the good things they said about you, Lord, but I don't see none of them. I've heard it, God. I know you said that you would manifest yourself unto us, but I don't see it.
Right.
I heard that you were a deliverer, amen. I heard that you were God that bring me through, but I don't see it.
Hmm.
Now, what is God trying to say there? God is trying to say to you that he don't want you to just hear the word anymore. He wants you to experience the word.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say that God wants the saints to experience the word. Not just be a hearer of the word, but God now wants you to experience the word.
Amen.
Hmm? Hallelujah. So experience your word when I get healed, when I get sick and God healed me. I just experienced a miracle, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When I was broken, God rewarded me. with money, amen. I just experienced the word. I just experienced God being a provider, amen. Praise God. Amen. When I lost everything and God gave it all back to me, I just experienced God's provision, amen. And then I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what the devil can do unto me, because the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I recognize God in this thing, amen. So Job had to have an experience. And now, at the end of his trial, at the end of his test, now he said, I know what I had heard, but now I know what you'll do for me. Amen. And then when you know what God can do, then you can stand up and be bold, walk in boldness then. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're not worried about the devil no more, amen. You're not worried about people anymore, amen. Because, what? You don't experience God. Now it's just that, it's not that I, not that I just heard, but now I know. Hallelujah, praise God. Now I know. Amen. I'm not guessing about this thing. I know it. Hallelujah. And God wants to get us to a place where that he wants us to know it. Not just talk about the experience, but partake in it. When Peter got delivered from prison, the angels came and got him out. He thought he was having a dream. And when he got outside of the jail house, he looked around and he said, oh, my God, now I know that it was God that sent his angels to deliver me. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. God wants us to have a spirit. But the only way you can have the experience, you got to see it.
Right.
You got to experience it. When I experience it, I've taken hold of it. And I walked in it. And now I can say, when I walk through the valleys, the shadows of death, I would feel no evil, for thou art with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, because I'm walking in an upright manner now. I'm not walking with my head down. I'm not walking in fear no more, amen. But I'm walking in faith, because I know that God's going to take care of me in the midst of this thing.
Yes, hallelujah. That's right.
Praise God. I know time is running out, y'all. Amen. But if that's you on here today, amen. I want to know that you comprehend the name. Some people don't comprehend the name. Hallelujah. Didn't realize that Jesus' name is above every name, and you're still trying to call somebody else's name. Amen. You try to use something else. Don't comprehend you. Lord, have mercy. No comprehension. Amen. Some people don't comprehend when the Bible said Jesus rose with all power in heaven and earth was in his hand. Some people don't comprehend all. But wait a minute now. What does all mean?
Everyone.
Is included with, oh, right. Lord, have mercy. I like that, Gina. Praise God. Everybody's included without exception. Lord, have mercy. Comprehension. Can you see how we lack comprehension? People read the word and, well, you know, the devil got some power. Yeah, he got some. Okay. But God said he had all power, didn't he? Jesus said he took the power away from the devil, didn't he? And we must not have comprehended his defeat. Hayadamaha sakadamaha. Have we comprehended that the devil been defeated? No, we haven't comprehended, because he's still working on us. Amen. If you had comprehended that he'd been defeated, you wouldn't have got beat up so many times by him. Amen. Amen. The reason you got beat up, because you haven't comprehended that he'd been defeated. Amen. And here you fighting against a dead man.
Yep.
Has anybody ever been in a fight with something they couldn't see? You know, you're fanning at a fly sometimes, you know, a gnat. And the gnat defeats you. Have you ever been defeated by a mouse?
Yeah.
You see, you got defeated by a mouse. A little bit of little mice. Had you standing up on the table and hollering and kicking and running out the door, and Gina got defeated by a cockroach. A cockroach ran her out the house.
I'm trying to show you how you get defeated with such small things. Praise God. Because you don't comprehend who you are. If you had comprehend that greater is that is in me than that is in the world, you would have stepped on that thing. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody. Somebody wants to be saved today. Amen. We got to quit. Time is running out. Amen. But you got to see it. Amen. God said you got to see it. If you can see that you got it, you got it. When you believe that you got it, you got it. When you believe that you receive it, you can have it. He said, amen. And it's always in comprehended whether you got it or not. Amen.
Amen.
And so may God bless y'all today. May God bless that word. Amen. May you be able to comprehend that you are the victory. You have the victory.
Amen.
And because you have the victory, you are a overcomer. May you comprehend that you are the overcomer. So whatever comes against you, you have already overcome it. Jesus has already did it for you if you can just receive it. And so, Father, bless the word of God and the people of God. And I give thanks and glory and honor for the word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And all anybody that's on Facebook today or whatever, if you like to donate something to it, the Bible says so and you reap. Amen. And you can get us with PayPal and Cash App at Care Church Inc. at gmail.com. And we appreciate any donation you send to us. I appreciate it because God will bless you. Sowing and reaping, amen. I call it our universal word. Sowing and reaping is universal. You have to sow in order to reap something. In any category that you want to put in, sowing and reaping, you must sow in order to reap.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you see fit, you want to send something, we take $10,000 checks, $10,000 checks, amen. And y'all send something, I would appreciate it, amen. God bless y'all. I'll see y'all next week on Facebook.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to have a song today before we close out online, amen. Said Ranch Allen passed. Go ahead, amen. Is it coming? Amen.
Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
It is the
sweetest name.
I know.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, I love.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel. Oh. When I call your name. Said it's just like butter. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
dang, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Amen. May God bless you and keep you if you tune in this line. Amen. And then we got new generation, a chosen generation, a new generation line. They be on, I know, on Thursday nights. Amen. And her number is 0110-1978-pound. Same line, but different access code. Sister Thomas, amen. I think that's what it is. Yeah, Sister Thomas line, amen. And so thank God for all of you. If there's any more testimonies or anything anyone wants to say before we close. Amen. If no other line, amen, no one has anything to say, don't forget Cash App, PayPal, Care Church Inc.
at gmail.com,
and we appreciate anything you send, and may God bless your tithes and your offering. There'll be increase in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Page.
God bless you, and may you comprehend.
Okay, stay safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
let the church say.